Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I want to do this one more from this CD that's about Johnny Cash television show. There was a DVD that came out about this as well. It's pretty cool. It shows Louis Armstrong and they're talking. Of course, you know, Louis Armstrong backed up Jimmy Rogers, not Jimmy Rogers, the honeycomb, kisses sweeter than wine, Jimmy Rogers. But Jimmy Rogers, the quote-unquote father of country music, backed him up on his original version of All Around the Water Tank, Waiting for a Train, back in the late 20s. And Louis Armstrong played trumpet on that. And that's interesting. So they talk about that, Louis Armstrong, when he was on the Johnny Cash show. Alrighty, but this is Ray Charles. This is pretty good. This is pretty fun stuff. Ray Charles and Johnny Cash. Are we ready here? From the album, The Johnny Cash Television Show.
Ray Charles.
Is a burning thing. Oh, yes, it is. And it makes, yeah, it makes a fiery rain. Girl, you know I'm bound and I'm bound by wild desire. Baby, because I fell into your ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, your ring of fire. Two hearts like ours meet. Have mercy, baby. I done fell for you like a child, like a little bitty baby. But doggone fire went wild. I tell you, baby, that thing went crazy. I fell into a burning of fire. I went down, down, down. Said, oh, the flame went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. Ring of fire burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, that ring of fire burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, your ring of fire burns.
Ray Charles. Ray Charles has a good time, doesn't he, doing the Ring of Fire? He has a good time anyway. Ray Charles always has a good time when he works with other folks and when he's just doing his own stuff. Ray Charles, oh my gosh. From the Johnny Cash television show album, this is an album that it's got a lot of folks on. Of course, Christofferson's on here. You know, the usual cast of Johnny Cash buddies is all over the place. And but it does have these great versions with some folks you might never have heard, like I say, on standard television. I know James Taylor never made the Midnight Special and for quite a while. And, of course, Joni Mitchell never did that much television. Gordon Lightfoot only did it because he had connections. I believe his bass player, his guitar player, his brother worked on the Johnny Cash show, so that's how he made it on there. So there you go. Switching gears here, but not really. Good music. Jez Lowe from Northumberland. And Jez Lowe is such a great performer. Jez Lowe was in this neck of the woods about 8-9 years back, and I don't know what he's doing now. This is with his group called The Bad Penny. This is a live album, and it's pretty neat stuff. I like old Jez Lowe. Writes great stuff about the working man and just quirky material about life in a more or less lighthearted, humorous way. And even the serious stuff is pretty optimistic. Jez Lowe, here we go.
Coming. All you got to do is just give step on.
That's Sojourner, and that's from the Roots and Branches, the latest Roots and Branches, which is the series that the Northwest Folklife puts out every volume as the years go by. And this must be about probably volume 5, right in there, 4 or 5. And it's put out, and, you know, it is all live. And so a lot of the quality of the recording, sometimes there's buzz, sometimes there's distortion, a little bit of distortion in that one. But there's some great stuff on these albums, and all these Northwest musicians with amazing talent doing their stuff. And it's pretty awesome, pretty awesome. Northwest Folklife was pretty good this year. The group Run Boy Run from Arizona showed up there, and we're going to hear from them later on. They were amazing. And there was a big Pete Seeger sing-along that I was a part of. There was a wonderful John Denver sing-along that was really good. All righty, sticking with a little more Jez Lowe. Jez Lowe here, and we're going to play Mary Martindale, which is one of his older songs, Jez Lowe. Here we go. Jez Lowe. Where's Jez? Where'd he go? Oh my gosh.
There's a little songbook on this one. Pretty Mary Martindale, so bonnie and so sweet. Pretty Mary Martindale from Carlisle Street. She lived in Huntingdon Avenue, but it wouldn't scan, really. So bit of poetic license.
heart and be true. In every street where young lads meet, the talk is all the same. It's of a bonny lassie that's got every heart aflame. The lads are all so fond of her, they're off without delay. Like flies they swarm about her and court her night and day. Cause pretty Mary Martindale's so bonny and so sweet. Pretty Mary Martindale from Carlisle Street. Well, for looks they never win prizes, but they swear their hearts are true. They come in shapes and sizes, in every shade and hue. Some fat, some thin, some in between, some rich, some so poor. And such a sight by day and by night, they hang around the door. Of pretty Mary Martindale, so bonny and so sweet. Pretty Mary Martindale from Carlisle Street. And they send her gifts and tokens, and to look upon them all, it looks like some garboot's ill or a kind of market store. There's golden rings and chains and things to wear and things to eat. There's jars to smell and books as well, and things that's got me beat. For pretty Mary Martindale, so bonny and so sweet. Pretty Mary Martindale from Carlisle Street. Mr. Charles the banker, he's never short of cash. He buys her books of poetry that he reads with such panache. And Joe Devine the milkman brings her clotted cream and cheese. While Fiddler Tom composes songs he sings on bended knees. For pretty Mary Martindale, so bonny and so sweet. Pretty Mary Martindale from Carlisle Street. Dennis Brown the builder never lets her from his sight, while Geordie Black the coalman wants to keep her warm at night. And Mr. Ives the baker, well, he keeps her pantry full, while Jones the draper does his bit with cotton, silk and wool. Cause pretty Mary Martindale, so bonny and so sweet. Pretty Mary Martindale from Carlisle Street. Dreadful fight occurred one night between two of the best. They both had bought her Toblerones and neither saw the jest. The next we knew, the fists they flew, they were rolling all over the ground. We had to fetch the policeman, you can guess where he was found. With pretty Mary Martindale, so bonny and so sweet. Pretty Mary Martindale from Carlisle Street. The lad that finally gets her, he'll thank the stars above, or maybe pray and bless the day he finally won her love. It surely makes you wonder how she casts her magic spell. But now, me friends, I must be gone, cause I'm courting her myself. She's pretty Mary Martindale, so bonny and so sweet. Pretty Mary Martindale from Carlisle Street.
Please don't cry. Close my eyes. Fire, more poison tips. Thank you so much, Sandy and Kate and David, the background. Thank you.
Oh, Jeslo, Jeslo sings about the working man and all that arena and has just a wonderful time. And he can do some pretty serious protesty political things, and then he gets right into some very lighthearted things. I remember this one song, No, Never in the Live Long Day, You'll Not Find Me Back in Durham Jail. I'll have to find that one and play that one for you. Jeslo. We have to take a little bit of a break. Yes, we do. We're halfway through the show. There's still lots more music. Run, Boy, Run coming up in just a second, but we take the break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we're going to be right back with lots more music. You just hang on, because it's all good, and we are coming back. So there you go. Hey, okay, don't touch that radio. Hey, coming back.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from the folks at Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, a venue for live music on the Palouse, including jazz, bluegrass, and folk. Rico's, 104 years of service to Pullman and the WSU community.
Summer begins with mostly sunny days. High temperatures today, 73 in Pullman, 82 in Lewiston. Warmer tomorrow and warmer yet on Monday. Tonight's lows will be in the 40s under partly cloudy skies. After Monday, variable clouds, a little cooler, and some showers.
Thank you. I went searching far from my home, searching for a love that I could call my own. Through the valleys I did roam, but no love I found for to call my own. I went searching far from my home, searching for a love that I could call my own. Across the ocean I did roam, but no love I found for to call my own. I went searching far from my home for a castle made of marble and of gold. O'er the hillsides I did.
indeed, indeed, indeed. Far away from my home and the fawn and the lion. This is Run Boy Run. The last cut is the last cut on their brand new album, which actually won't be out until September. And they were selling some advanced copies at Folklife. And they gave me one from Tucson, Arizona. Run Boy Run. We heard from the album So Sang the Whippoorwill. And we heard from a little self-titled EP, which is the first thing they recorded. And then this last album was recorded in Seattle. And that last song was written after spending some time at Dios de los Muertos and the Day of the Dead in someplace in Colorado, I believe. And so there you go. Run, Boy, Run. I want to get them here. They play Seattle quite a bit. And it would be nice to get them out here just for some gas money to help with these Northwestern tours. They also play Bellingham, some things like that. Run, Boy, Run. All righty, Run, Boy, Run. And see, here is Blue Highway. Run Boy Run, and the title cut from their first full album, So Sang the Whippoorwill, which they did on the Prairie Home. If you go to the Prairie Home Companion website, you can see it. And I think there's even visuals of them doing it. Sometimes they have twin fiddles and the cello. Most of the time it's just one fiddle and the cello and mandolin, guitar, and bass. Run Boy Run. They're one of my favorite bands. And wonderful harmonies. D is by far their key of choice. A lot of things are in the key of D. And maybe that has something to do with the cello and the fiddles and all of that stuff working together. Blue Highway, Born in a Barn. There are those who would say that sometimes I typify that kind of behavior. It's not necessarily true. Born in a Barn with Rob Icky on dobro all over the place with Blue Highway. This is a pretty good album. I'd forgotten really how good this album really is. It's got a version of Machine Gun Kelly, James Taylor's song, that was originally on his Mudslide Slim album. And in fact, why don't we just go ahead and play that? And that'll probably wind up the hour here on Inland Folk. And then we have another whole hour left. We got some John Denver. We got some Tom Lewis. We've got some Salsa Celtica. We've got all kinds of stuff in the bag, in the big plastic bag, where you reach down and there's no spiders and snakes or anything like that, but you reach down and you just pull out all kinds of wonderful music here. All righty. So let's listen up to Blue Highway before we wind up the hour, and the Rankin family and everybody will be with us at the tail end. But let's do this. Man, I have such a good radio audience. I was just thinking about that. You guys are amazing. You really are. So is Blue Highway. Oh, Blue Highway with Rob Ickey there, or Rob Ickey, or whatever they call him on the Dobro. And he makes Blue Highway sound pretty good, doesn't he? Yes, he does. The Rankin Family's in the background now. From their album, The Rankin Family, on the label, The Rankin Family. Their very first album before they went to EMI Records. And they're doing the Maroon Galgilas, which is our closing theme for the first and the second hour of Inland Folk, which means we're done with the second hour of the show. And we still have an hour's worth to go with all kinds of cool stuff. We're recording this show as an evergreen show, which means there'll be no calendar and very little references to time. So that way we have a stockpile of reruns that I can use when I need a little vacation. You know, when you get to be as old as I am, you need a little vacation. And that's how that goes. Alrighty. But I will remind you, just so that you know, all year round, thinking about all the folk festivals, beginning with the Renaissance Fair in the first part of May in Moscow, all the way on up through the Northwest Folklife Festival, and then the Yakima Folklife Festival, which is always like the second weekend in July. And then the Tumbleweed Festival, Labor Day weekend in the Tri-Cities, which is an amazing festival, culminating all with the Spokane Folklore Society Festival, right around about Veterans Day weekend, the second or third weekend in November. And those are amazing festivals. Kevin Rinker, Alex Sidden, Charlotte Yao, and Chris Stordahl working on this show, helping me out here, making it all work and putting it all together. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Email me at dasindaniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. You can call me at 509-332-5047. Playlists at nwpr.org. All right, we're going to be right back. You just hang on because there's lots of good music coming up, so you just hold your horses because we're coming back. Hang on now.
Music from newly released and new-to-me recordings by artists you'll know, Alistair Fraser and Lorena McKennett, and new names we'll get to know. This is our time together. Join me for the Thistle and Shamrock.
Join Fiona Ritchie for the Thistle and Shamrock in 1 hour at 2 o'clock here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Whitman Hospital in Colfax, providing strength and balance fitness classes taught by Whitman Hospital instructors, offered twice weekly in both Colfax and La Crosse. More information at 509-397-3435 or whitmanhospital.com.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston, KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood, also on translators K274BK 102.7 Kamiakuski, K265DX 100.9 Enterprise, Oregon, and K272DO 102.3 Orofino.